From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with a California update. The Parks Forward Commission held its first hearing Wednesday in Sacramento. The nonprofit task force was set up to overhaul the California Parks Department following recent financial scandals there. Max Springle reports from Sacramento.
The commission will travel around the state over the next year, taking public suggestions and gathering information about the state parks. Parks Forward Commission Executive Director Ken Wiseman says the commission will be looking for fresh ideas.
Those are the things that this task force will look at and say, let's be bold, let's try this, let's change that, let's do the things that'll make the system function better and be more relevant to the majority of Californians.
The commission will issue a report at the end of the hearings. Parks Forward Commission co-chair Christine Kehoe says there are a few areas where the Parks Department can start to improve itself right now.
Modernizing their financial systems, improving accessibility for diverse California, north to south, east to west.
The next Parks Forward Commission hearing is scheduled for December 18th in Sacramento. At the state capitol, I'm Max Pringle.
California environmentalists are celebrating a legal victory. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals Wednesday upheld California's low-carbon fuel standard, requiring fuel producers to reduce the carbon emissions of their fuel 10% by 2020. Fuel producers sued, saying the law puts out-of-state companies at a disadvantage. Tim O'Connor with the California Defense Fund says this ruling is monumental.
There's other states across the nation that have been looking at this particular case as to whether states should and can be moving forward to set rules to reduce the carbon intensity of fuels, of electricity, and improve environmental quality.
Fuel producers say the court's decision could lead to higher fuel costs and reduced energy security. The fuel standard is part of California's greenhouse gas law, which is designed to reduce carbon emissions to 1990 levels by 2020. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.